Hello, this is Charles Shepard of the Fort Wayne Museum of Art, bringing you another chapter of American Stories, the behind-the-scenes look into America's history of art and culture. Today's story is about Charles White, Jr., one of America's most renowned African-American and social realist artists. White's prints and paintings are devoted to eloquently documenting the universality of humanity through his portrayal of Black America. Charles White was born an only child in Chicago in 1918 to parents who were both from the South and had moved north for better jobs and the chance to escape racial discrimination. Charles was closest to his mother, who was artistically inclined and encouraged Charles with music lessons and art supplies. Charles recalls that he plucked away at his violin for his mother's sake, but his all-consuming interest was painting and drawing. On the way home from school one day, Charles stopped to talk to a group of students from the Art Institute of Chicago who were painting in a nearby park. One of the students explained how to mix paint and turpentine and stretch canvases. She also invited him back the next afternoon to bring his paints and join them. The next day after school, Charles raced there with the oil set his mother had previously bought him and one of her window blinds to use as a canvas. With the student's help, he painted his first landscape. His mother, initially furious that he had used her blinds, kept that painting on her living room wall until the day she died. From his earliest years, Charles was conscious of being treated differently because he was Black. He couldn't define the difference, let alone understand the reason for the racism, but the fact is, it was always there. As he grew older, reminders of these differences were everywhere, in the books he read, as well as the motion pictures, cartoons, newspapers, jokes, and advertisement. The Negro people were portrayed as grotesque stereotypes. And the difference was brought home to him again when he went out to earn money to help out around the house. He discovered that there were certain kinds of jobs for young Black men, delivering groceries, shining shoes, and sweeping as a porter in the shops. Charles did all those jobs without complaining, but his artistic talent enabled him to get another kind of job, lettering signs for the Regal Theater, where he met a number of other Black artists. One of them, George Neal, a graduate of the Art Institute, offered to teach a small group of the boys on weekends. Charles was inspired by George, who not only taught the group the craft of painting, but also opened their eyes to the beauty of their rundown neighborhood and the beauty of Black people in general. George helped Charles get a scholarship to the Art Institute to further develop his talent. Charles had a vision of making art that spoke to Black people, instilling and reaffirming their confidence and pride. To deepen his understanding of his own people and culture, Charles traveled to the South at the end of the semester to study the beauty of Negro speech, folklore, poetry, dance, and music. These months of studying Black culture in the South had a very positive effect and a very profound meaning for White and his future work. During his travels to the South, two other racially motivated events occurred that also had a major impact on Charles's life and work. First, passing through New Orleans, he was severely beaten for entering a restaurant. Second, in Virginia, a white conductor told Charles to go to the back of his streetcar, and when Charles was slow to respond, the conductor forced him to the rear of the car at gunpoint. Shaken and enraged, Charles developed an anger against racism and injustice that stayed with him for the rest of his life. Charles used all these experiences, good and bad, to fuel his work. As he describes it, "In my time in the South, I learned to understand and love my people as I never had before." Charles's career as an artist was long and rich. Although he never achieved the level of success his art deserved, late in life he mused, "I've had some success in exhibits, prizes and awards, although not as much as I might have gotten had there not been certain difficulties presented by my speaking on behalf of the Black people and the working class." Just before his death in 1980, Charles summed up his career, "All my life, I've been painting a simple painting. This does not mean that I am a man without anger. I've had my work in museums where I wasn't even allowed to see it, but what I pour into my work is the challenge of how beautiful life can be." Thank you for joining me, Charles Shepard, for this week's program. Please join me again next week for another episode of American Stories on NIPR.